So exciting is the prospect of starting a new vegetable garden that it is tempting to forego an investment of time that might ultimately make for better results. One of the most common mistakes in creating a new garden is to till the soil into the ground. This process not only proves more difficult than imagined, tough stuff that sod, but it also leaves the garden site full of weed seeds and roots. If your sod is, in fact, tender enough to till easily, you will get better results if you cover the area with black plastic for several weeks, which will kill the existing vegetation. This method, as well as the one to follow, should be preceded by cutting the grass as short as possible. In most cases, you'll want to remove the sod. While technically this can be done with a shovel, it is extremely hard work. You are also likely to leave many seeds and roots behind. Rent a sod cutter, and, if necessary, someone with a strong back. The machine will sever the sod from the soil about an inch or two below the surface, and it can then be rolled up like a carpet. After the sod has died or been removed, till the soil lightly. Cover or recover the site with black plastic. Repeat this process 3 or 4 times at intervals of 3 to 4 weeks, and add manure, compost, sawdust, lime if necessary, and natural fertilizers, because chemical fertilizers break down too quickly to be of long-term value in building up a nutrient base. If you are able to devote an entire season to this process, then sometime in the late summer or early fall, sow the plot in winter rye, soybeans, or clover, and till the resulting crop into the soil before the ground freezes. Add one more layer of manure and other nutrients, and cover again with black plastic, which will help to warm the soil in the early spring. Give the ground a final tilling in the spring before planting, and prepare to enjoy the dividends on your investment of time and labor.